You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The Childhood Eye Cancer Trust, or CHECT, is a UK charity dedicated to helping people affected by retinoblastoma, a rare form of eye cancer. We're joined today by Chief Executive of CHECT, Richard Aston, to learn more. Hi, Richard.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad at all, thank you.
Can you give us some background into CHECT and how long you've been going?
CHECT has been a registered charity since 1987, and we were formerly known as the Retinoblastoma Society, and really set up with the singular focus of helping all those affected by retinoblastoma, which is something we look to continue to this day. And in reality, we kind of have three main core aims of the charity. First of all, we provide support to anybody affected by RB. The second is to raise awareness. And the third is to fund research into the prevention and treatment of RB.
And for people who aren't aware of RB, who can it affect and what are some of the key symptoms?
Sure, absolutely. Thankfully, RB is rare, with around one baby or young child diagnosed in the UK each week. And the symptoms are actually quite subtle, and children often seem well in themselves, which can make it hard to diagnose. And in just under half the cases, a child will unfortunately have to have an eye removed as part of their treatment. So, as I say, retinoblastoma is rare, but it also can be quite aggressive, and it affects babies and young children, as I've said, mainly under the age of six. And it actually represents 3% of all childhood cancers and 10% of cancers in babies under the age of one in the UK. Thankfully, around 98% of children will survive. Early diagnosis is crucial in order to save the child's eyes, sight and life. And the most common symptoms are a white glow in a child's eye or pupil, in dim lighting, or when a photo is taken using a flash. And also you can have a squint. And there are actually two forms of retinoblastoma. One is non-hereditary, which is about 60% of cases of RB in the UK, and 40% are hereditable. Basically, the RB mutation in hereditary retinoblastoma is passed on from a parent to a child, where a child with non-hereditary RB will develop a tumour in one eye, and that's called unilateral RB.
Especially given that it's mostly children under six, it sounds like a very difficult condition to diagnose.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons that we spend a lot of effort and time trying to raise awareness. You know, if you have a RB yourself, your child will be checked at birth. However, you know, in 60% of cases, the symptoms are really quite subtle. And so therefore, it's quite important that we raise awareness, not only with parents, but also with the medical profession, optometrists, health visitors and doctors, because it is quite rare. Indeed, statistically, if you're a GP, you're unlikely to see more than one case in your whole career.
And what kind of support do you offer to children and their families that develop retinoblastoma?
We've actually created something we call a support pathway. We are there for anybody affected by RB from the moment that that is known through to the moment they don't want us or need us anymore. So in our support pathway, our first point of call is what we call pre-diagnosis, where we really focus on our research. And at this stage, I think it's really important to say that the RB care in the UK, I would say, is amongst the best, if not the best in the world. There are only actually two specialist units or hospitals in the UK that treat, one at Royal London in Whitechapel, the other one being Birmingham Children and Women's Hospital in Birmingham. And the teams there are absolutely fantastic. So really what we deliver, and we're very fortunate that we have members of our team embedded with the medical teams at Royal London and Birmingham. Obviously, the medical teams do everything clinical, and we're there to offer emotional, practical, and if required, financial support. Because if you've taken your child to your GP, your health visitor, or your optician, they say there's something wrong, you're referred to your local hospital, eye hospital, and if they feel something's wrong, then you're referred very, very quickly to one of the centres in the UK. Often, it can be as short as 7 days. And so we really are there because whilst we're called the Childhood Eye Cancer Trust, in reality, to start with, we're there for the parents, the guardians or the carers of that child, particularly when they're very young, to really overcome the emotional situation they're in. As I say, the clinical and medical teams are fantastic, and we kind of offer that other part of support. And we're there when that diagnosis is confirmed. We're there at every treatment and every follow-up that goes through. And then equally, we're there as a child becomes their fantastic own person, and they become a teenager, a young adult, and an adult. And we literally we have support networks, and we deliver events and activities for everybody all the way through their stages of retinoblastoma, because some children will have their eye saved, their sight saved, other children will have their eye saved, but not their sight. Other children will have to have an enucleation, which means they lose their eye. And each one of those is quite a challenging situation, obviously for the parents, but equal for the child as they get older. And we're just there to give that type of support. We're funding a PhD into the psychosocial impacts of retinoblastoma, where the research has been talking to lots and lots of teenagers and young adults to understand their experiences. So we therefore we'll be in a better position to not only help them and those that come after them, but equally we can start developing some programs to help the parents and adults. So we're constantly trying to better understand the impacts of RB, because RB is a very individual situation in terms of, yes, it's the carryall, it is an eye cancer, but each case is different, each case is unique, and it's treated as such. And of course, every single person is a beautiful individual. And what we want to try and do is make sure that we're there in the right way for them when they need us.
It sounds like a really important and exciting project, the research, as you say, being able to
Absolutely.
give that support and make sure that you can address the different challenges at each stage sounds like a really positive thing to be able to do for the young people.
Oh, without question. As I say, yeah, we're a very small charity with thankfully 50 cases a year. And unfortunately and statistically, whilst medical advances are happening, because of the genetics involved, RB will always be around. And so whilst it's 50 to 60 cases every year, that's every year, year in, year out. So the requirement of what we're needed is absolute. And we partook in some research with Young Lives v Cancer to discover the hidden costs of cancer. And if you can imagine, all of a sudden you're in the north of England and you have to then go to Birmingham, and treatment is ongoing and it can carry on for a very long time. We worked out, and on average, the hidden cost of your child being diagnosed with RB is potentially £8,000 in the first year in terms of travelling and also having to take unpaid leave. And so we're trying to work how best a child support, a travel fund can be created, because travel in its own right, on average for RB, will be about £3,000, £3,500 in the first year.
And where can people get in touch with you if they are looking for support or want to learn more about retinoblastoma?
The simplest way is on our website. All the information's there. You know, we are the only UK charity solely dedicated to retinoblastoma. The website, which is chect.org.uk, which is chect.org.uk, and all the information, all the telephone numbers, and everything that you need to find what is on the website.
Well, thank you so much, Chief Executive of CHECT, Richard Aston, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.